This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The campaigning for all the 7 Lok Sabha seats in Delhi has reached its last stage, as tomorrow is the last day of poll campaign. The polling in Delhi is scheduled on Saturday and a total of 162 candidates are in the fray. Today, several top leaders of the BJP, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis and Chief Minister of Goa Dr. Pramod Sawant, today campaigned in favour of BJP candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Modi addressed a public rally at Dwarka area in Delhi. Addressing the rally, Prime Minister Modi hit out at the Congress party, alleging that for 60 years, Congress has done injustice to the potential of India and its party leaders indulged in criminal activity. He said that the BJP government is the only one that can give the scale and speed that a huge country like India requires. Aam Aadmi Party Chief and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal held a roadshow in Malviya Nagar and Arkipuram areas. He also addressed a group of lawyers, saying that they have made huge contribution in protecting democracy and the constitution. Congress Party star campaigner Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, who addressed a Nyay Sankalp rally in Godda, Jharkhand, said that inflation and unemployment are the biggest issues confronting the people. Taking a dig at BJP-led union government, she alleged that former Chief Minister of Jharkhand, Hemant Soren, has been jailed in a fake case. Besides, she also alleged that the bank account of the Congress party was frozen to ensure that the grand old party does not contest polls. Meanwhile, BJP leader and Assam Chief Minister, who also addressed election rally in support of Dhanbad Lok Sabha nominee Dulu Mahato, launched scathing attack against JMM and Congress and alleged the two parties indulge in divisive politics. He appealed people to make Dulu Mahato and BJP victorious in the Lok Sabha polls. Election Commission of India, ECI, has directed BJP President J.P. Nadda and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge to issue formal notes of caution to party star campaigners to refrain from making any statements prohibited in the Model Code of Conduct. In each letter issued today to the respective party presidents, the commission said that no party or candidate should indulge in any activity or utterances which may aggravate existing differences and communal discord. The commission has asked Mr. Nadda to direct star campaigners of his party to refrain from making speeches which may divide the society. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar arrived in Tehran today to attend the memorial ceremony for Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi and Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdullahian, who were killed in a helicopter crash last Sunday. Dhankar was received by Iranian authorities upon his arrival and paid tributes to late President Dr. Sayed Ebrahim Raisi and late Foreign Minister Dr. Hussein Amir Abdullahian. He also conveyed condolences to acting President Mohammad Mukhbir. The Calcutta High Court today cancelled all the OBC certificates given by the government of West Bengal after 2010. A division bench of Justice Tapobrat Chakraborty and Justice Rajshekhar Mantha have delivered the order today. 5 lakh OBC certificates have been cancelled through this verdict. Spain has become the 99th member of the International Solar Alliance. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that Spain handed over the International Solar Alliance instrument of ratification during the meeting of Ambassador Jose Maria Ridao Dominguez of Spain with Head of Depository, Joint Secretary in the External Affairs Ministry Abhishek Singh in New Delhi today. In IPL cricket eliminator match, Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB posted a target of 173 runs for Rajasthan Royals in stipulated 20 overs. While chasing the target, Rajasthan Royals were 149 for 4 in 16.3 overs a short while ago at Narendra Modi Stadium, Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.